Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, October 26, 2016. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, glad to be here.
And of course, Michael Kelly is also here producing the program in front of and behind the scenes as necessary. Welcome, Michael.
Hello, everyone.
And so, tonight we're back. We canceled last week's program due to the presidential debate. We just didn't want to compete with it. So, didn't realize it was going to, you know, be a scheduling conflict until Dr. Hunter mentioned it, I don't know, what, the day of or the day before. So, anyway, we're glad to be back. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, we also offer several other educational programs, including EmpowerRecovery.com, which offers the help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics and related specializations, and Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees to tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, as is customary, kind of set the tone. The first one is, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the full text of these 9 principles of belief, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. And if you like what you read, we'd love to have you as a member. You can register on a site as well. It's the same site that the live listeners are on, or if you're listening to the archive, it's the same site too. Now, of course, we'd like to welcome all of our live listeners as well as those listening to the archive of this program. And I would like to mention something very important. I'd like to say happy birthday, a little bit belated, to Dr. Hunter. She turned 29 yesterday, and
thank you.
Hope she had a great day.
I did a fantastic day. You know, it's especially going out for lunch and supper, and my grandson had a art show at his school, so it was a fun day.
I'm sure, and you know, it happens once a year, and you make the most of it. And we're not going to get into that stuff because I know where she'll go with it. We're not going there. You can't make me. All right.
Actually, I might just share with everybody, one of the things to do on your birthday is a meditation. The closer you can do it to the time of your birth, of course, the more powerful the frequency. But do a meditation of everything that you would like to project for, manifest for the following year, and then just release it. And it's quite fascinating, actually. Been doing it for a long time, and you know, all those interesting little events that unfold, and you say, oh, but you have to be very specific. Watch your language, be very specific. You know, don't just ask, oh, I like a bunch of money in my bank, because you could have 10 bucks.
10 whole dollars.
Yeah, there you go.
Need a few more zeros behind that.
Yeah.
All right. So tonight, as promised, we're going to be discussing psychic and paranormal phenomena. And so nobody emailed any questions. So if you're in the live program here in the chat room and you have questions regarding psychic or paranormal phenomena, please post them and we will address them. We talked about this a couple, 3 weeks ago, psychic phenomena. And, you know, I can start out with, you know, just reaffirming that psychic phenomena is part of the belief system of metaphysical humanism. We teach it in our curriculum, and there are good reasons for that. You know, there's something going on, and we also teach the psychic phenomena, or the psychic, a lot of people call them psychic gifts. Well, everybody has it. It's a normal human function. It's just that some people are a little more gifted at psychic abilities in their various kinds. In the same way that some people are a little more gifted with the piano, some are more gifted in sports, some are gifted with art, and so on and so forth. And so you have folks who are a little more gifted. That's just a bigger part of their talents. And so it's really a part of a natural part of the human condition, of the human being. It's part of our consciousness. And so since it's part of our consciousness, it's part of metaphysics and it's part of our belief system. And it's interesting because I don't know if there are two psychics who, you know, are quite the same when it comes to psychic abilities. Everybody has their strengths in various areas. Some, you know, are clairaudience where they can hear things. Some are clairsentient where they just know things. There are some that are clairvoyant, which is a popular term. There's lots of clairs. And everybody gets it in a little bit of a different way. And so no two are the same. And I should also mention that there's no psychic that's 100% all the time.
Except me.
I should have said something about that.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, any comments, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I think that we talked about this before. I think everyone has a measure of some kind of out-of-the-box intuitive ability. You know, that sensory perception that we all have, and our abilities to read energy that are logical, and then other things aren't logical. And I think when we do start to analyze what we do, we kind of lose something. The harder you try, the, you know, kind of like you mess it up. So it's just let it flow and observe. And I think that's the key for everybody to develop their own intuitions or so-called psychic abilities. And just observe yourself. And the more you know who you are, the more you'll be able to tell which thoughts or impressions are not from you. And that's the key. It's where did this come from? I wouldn't think of that by myself. Or where did that thought come from? So it's whatever comes to you that's outside your own natural processing is intuitive. So if that helps anybody.
And there's a question in the chat. Can we talk about the boundaries between reading people? And I'm not sure I understand the full question here, but talk about the boundaries between reading people, in parentheses, psychoanalysis and microexpressions, and psychic gifts. So I'm assuming that when you're reading people, what's the difference between it being psychically and, you know, just picking up on typical microexpressions or a vibe or that sort of thing? Any thoughts on that? I have some, but I'll let you go first if you'd like.
Yeah, well, everyone has what my great teacher, Frank Appleyard, coined the phrase of autosensory perception, and we all have that, where very high sensory people like Chris Angel, for instance, can read a bead of sweat, or you can feel a nervous system. But outside of that is where we can't get a logical explanation for. Now, you know, I'm going to do these little brief readings for people tonight, and hopefully you see that. I mean, I have a limited knowledge of some of the people here who may ask for, you know, a little insight. So I'm going to do my best to not call on that information, but I can't help it if it's in my psyche somewhere. But I really don't know anything about anybody. I'll have a birthday, I'll be able to plug in, you know, and kind of whatever kind of one-liners, the first bits of information come. That, there's no logical explanation for that to be able to happen. So that's what I hope to demonstrate, is when something is outside of that. When we're talking about boundaries, you don't give people advice unless they ask. It's like, you know, and I've talked to a lot of people about this. Oh, they were sitting on a plane, got a psychic flash from somebody and felt this energy. And then they started, you know, telling them, oh, I got all this information about you. That just because you get a psychic impression doesn't mean you're supposed to do anything with it. It's because when you open your psychic sensories, so to speak, you're going to get random information, all kinds. But that's for you. It doesn't mean you have to go around, you know, giving people all this unsolicited advice. But so it's keep it to yourself unless asked, or unless you're in a conversation, or unless you actually ask somebody, you know, I have this feeling. And you might lead it into just a conversation if it's just, you know, through your everyday life. Like, oh, gee, is everything all right? How are you doing? And if somebody starts to share that, you know, information, but again, don't put yourself in that position, because that's power. And this is where all of us have to check in with our power and control issues. I'm special issues. I want to be smart issues. You know, it's like checks and balances, put it in check, and don't be doing that. So that's just a little bit of advice there. I hope that kind of answered Zach's question.
And the boundaries, it just goes along with what we teach and what we've talked about numerous times. Don't give unsolicited advice. That includes psychic advice. Don't give unsolicited psychic advice. And if you're a psychic and you pick up on people and their emotions and different things about them, I know it comes to you, but, you know, you've got to draw those boundaries within as well, because, frankly, it's none of your business. And so you just don't go there. I understand that things come up and you get impressions, but you understand that it's never 100%, and you just move on and control that ability and manage
it. I think
it's
free will. You have to really keep that in check. That, you know, I might think I know what's the best course of action for somebody to take, but unless they've asked me and actually come to me with a question, that I might offer a potential solution. Everybody has the right to make their own decisions. So, I mean, this is, I think the biggest thing that people do is tell others what to do. And that's, oh, you should do this, or I think you should do that, and do this. Yep. And it's a caution. I think we can do that. You know, when you have a really close friendship, and or even in your family for that matter, and you're having discussions and say, well, you know, I kind of have a sense about something, and this might be something you can consider. The wording of the presentation is really important, so yes, that you're not violating a space or violating. I think that it's very easy to be patronizing to people. We don't realize we're doing that, condescending in some way. So even inadvertently, you know, a passive-aggressive kind of thing. And I've been accused of being a little bit too blunt, I think. But if I have something to say, I say it. And if I don't, well. So I always ask myself, what do I hope to achieve by this? And that's how I check in. What do I want to achieve? And go from there. So, if, you know, if that's helpful too.
And it's also important to understand that if you're reading somebody, even if they want you to do a reading, you know, either way, but when you're picking up on this stuff, you know, you're picking up on probabilities based on current beliefs, current behaviors, and that sort of thing. It just, you might get a glimpse of a future thing. That doesn't mean it's going to absolutely happen. It might be probable based on current stuff, but that's not so hard to accept, is it? I mean, if there's somebody who is drinking themselves silly all the time, it's not too hard to say that the probable outcome is cirrhosis of the liver and death, early death. Of course, you know, my position on anytime you die, it's early. But it's not too hard to understand that the probabilities are there. Well, that's the same with psychic readings. you're based on probabilities, but the person can change those outcomes by changing their beliefs, personal beliefs, self-belief, and behaviors. So that's good. Now, again, if anyone has questions on any of this stuff, please post them in the chat room, and we will address those.
I think what I like to preface any reading with anybody is when I tune in, this is the energy, of things as they are today. Every moment's a fork in the road. So once you become aware of another possibility and you choose another possibility, you are, in fact, changing the future, at least that one thread. It's not like the whole of your life necessarily, but it's that thread because you've changed a frequency. So as my old teacher would say, you know, if you read for somebody yesterday, wipe the clean slate because their life could change that radically in the next day. You know, because once you become aware of information, you now have opportunities to move forward differently. It's like if you see a road sign that there's, you know, an accident above, well, you know, ahead of you, you can either sit there in all the traffic or detour around. You know, I mean, there's lots of possibilities. I've often said it's like you want to cross the street, but there's traffic. So you could step, put one foot down on the street, kind of indicate, but then a car drives by, splashes you with water. There are so many variables in life. So again, tuning in is just tuning in. And as things are at this moment, you know, this is something that I see. And now what you do with that's up to you.
Let me address a follow-up on Zach's question. He says, I mean the difference between reading a person's body language and micro-expressions that might seem psychic to a less sensitive people versus actual psychic info at 70% presentation. Some people may not need real psychic talent. I can actually talk on that because, you know, I think the jury's out on whether I have any psychic ability. I don't have psychic ability in the traditional sense. However, I have a profound ability to read people. I mean, it almost goes beyond just the presentation. I can pick up on minute inconsistencies that arise. I get, you know, my spidey sense, you know, will tingle, and I'm usually right. It doesn't happen all the time because there's not a need for it all the time, but I'm very good at that. Now, I can read people, obviously, face-to-face very well. I just can. It's a gift. And even if I'm not face-to-face, I can pick up on inconsistency. So if I have any psychic ability, it's in that area of connecting with people. Some might call that empathic, I guess. But I am empathetic to people's plights, yes, but I don't take on their pain or their stuff like some empaths that I'm familiar with. But so I don't know if that helps at all. There's also a question from Teresa about what would it be if you smell cigarette smoke and you don't smoke? I asked because my grandmother was a smoker and she passed a few years ago. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Hunter?
Oh, she's probably visiting and you're smelling it.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple to me. Like, oh, hi, how you doing? And, you know, that's the indicator. So.
Well, good. All right. So, if you have questions on this, post them in the chat room. And in the meantime, let's go ahead and start doing some readings. Tell them what you need from them.
If you'd like a few little things that might come to me, and again, please understand, these are going to be quick little things because we have a lot of people, and I'll just try to get through as many as I can. Just put your first name and your birthday in the chat room, and I'll go from there. That's all I need. I have found that when I'm doing remote readings or distance readings like this, I have to plug in. It's kind of like putting in an electrical cord. I can do them randomly with no information, but it's really tough and I'm exhausted and I just as soon make it really easy for myself. So, Michael and, Dr. Kelly, I'd like you to give me a hand, as we go, because I'm not going to look at the chat room to the best of my ability. Okay. And,
I'll let Michael read them off in order.
First we have Teresa, and
no, we have actually Dr. Kittle.
I'm so sorry. We do have Dr. Kittle.
Angie.
Okay. Yeah.
And
birthday.
Birthday is December 4th, 1970.
All right. This is this isn't being psychic, Angie, but I can. You've been in a 7 year. And I know you've had kind of a trying year. The best part about what's coming up for you is getting out of this cycle on your birthday, which then you'll then go into an 8 cycle next year for 2016, and that's awesome. I'm now entered into an 8 cycle as well. 8 is more where you're learning your own power. If you go back every 9 years, you'll see a thread of consistency in these numbers. So if you go back 9 years, you'll see what you're in for in the year, 9 before that. It's funny because one of the first pictures that I have in my mind is things in boxes. I don't know if you're actually considering to move, or maybe it is that you're cleaning things out. I'm seeing in my mind's eye, a big purging of things. So I'm seeing boxes, and I know that you helped some people in the past, but these are your boxes. And I'm seeing another building that you're putting boxes into. So maybe it's a storage room for that matter. So it's things are starting to clean out, which is going to be really helpful to you, for you for next year. As I said, 8's a very educational, self-educational year. It's also a very active year. It's one of your own authority. I know they always say 8's a money power number, but you have to have the knowledge before you go into that. So I'm very encouraged for you into next year. I'm just going to look at one more thing. Last year would have been a bigger life-changing year for you. That would have been 2015. So I'm glad that that kind of connection is moved out. So now you're into a better flow of life. That's what I'm trying to say. So very exciting. And I know that we've just put your animal communication course up on TFU, but I'm seeing other kinds of writing, and I don't know if you're actually teaching classes where you live or you'll start to teach classes, but I'm seeing binders. I'm seeing a blue binder, and then collecting binders, like you might be, these duo tanks. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that next year you might even be holding some kind of classes in your neighborhood or your community somehow. So that's a very exciting time coming up for you. So I hope that's helpful. All right. So would it be Teresa that's next?
Yep, absolutely. Teresa would be next. And if you're ready, I can read off her birthday.
Yes, please.
Yep. All right. It's going to be March 23rd, 1962.
See, okay, Teresa, you have been in an 8 year. So lots of, again, that self-learning, education. So there's this real catapult, and you're going into next year, you'll be going into that 9 vibration, which is completions and wrapping things up. And I get this feeling that there's a lot of things kind of over your head for a long time, and you're really going to be able to clean that energy out. So that awakening, the awarenesses in this getting into yourself. 9 is a type of a year, though. I'm just going to warn you that 9 can cancel itself out in math when you're trying to get to single digits. So it can be, you have to watch, if you want to be heard, you have to learn to communicate. Otherwise, you can get a little bit under the weather, worry about feeling invisible. So you've done all this work on yourself, and then you don't like to be invisible. So that's where I just say, really find your voice in this next year that's coming up. But I'm just going to look at one more thing here. Just going to... Yeah, you have also in this year, when your birth path and the year line up, that is how you relate to the world changes. So it reflects anyway, getting into patterns. It reflects external changes. So in this year, you'd find that you see people differently. You feel different. You're cleaning out people. That's kind of what's happening. So as you go into next year, it's just be counted. Stand up and be counted. But a lot of awakenings, and things are going to really start to make sense to you. Things that you've been, I would even go so far as to say, things that you've been struggling with to understand in your entire life. I get reminiscing here of childhood. Maybe there's a reunion coming up or some kind of, I'll even go so far as to say a memorial, where it starts to bring up some childhood flashes. So that's just a healing. That's what I call gathering your spirit. So it's like becoming more in the now. So as much as it can feel a little stressful, it's actually a really good thing. And so it's collecting all those parts of yourself and being able to see it different. So I hope that's helpful for you, Teresa. Okay, who's next?
All right. Next we have Zach. And
hey, Zach.
Zach's birthday is January
16th, 1987. All right, Zach. Geez, you've also been in an 8-year, Zach, so I'm not going to be redundant to fully explain that. However, see... Your birth path of 6 again 2 years ago would have been significant. I'm just looking at... Now, I do happen to know a little bit about Zach here, and I'm going to try to set some of that aside. It's really hard to, though, at times. There is... Well, we all know that there's a trip coming up for you. But I'm going to step out on a limb and say there'll be another trip right behind it. And then about a month later, another trip. So it's really interesting. You have some travel happening in this next couple of months. I even want to go right into January, February, there's another trip. So it's, boy, I'm telling you, I'm sure getting this travel. It would not surprise me in the least if you didn't move next year. And I want to go July, August, September. That's kind of the feeling that I get around that time. I am feeling very positive and very encouraged for you about making progress, and that there's some really positive information, knowledge, And, of course, I know I'm going to keep posted on this with you, Zach, and connect now and again. So I'll be able to do some follow-up and get feedback on this. But I'm feeling really encouraged that you're going to be able to get some really interesting medical treatment coming up, and that it's all very encouraging. And I mean that sincerely. It's not just me hoping the best for you. So, but, again, there's bits of travel. So I think that this is... you're getting out and about and around, and it's exciting. I see you smiling when you're doing it, too, so it's not all related to medical issues. So I hope that's helpful. All right. Who is next on our list, Michael?
All right. Next we have Tabitha. Tabitha's birthday is October 8th, 1988.
Oh, look at all those eights, eh? Well, you've been in a 9-year this path. It just changed after your birthday. You've slowly started into a 1-year, Tabby, which is, you know, one is a new beginning. It's taking initiative. It's really starting to step out there. I think the thing that's going to be most surprising to you is how different that you see the world coming up in the I think, in the middle of January. Even some of your beliefs or views or family connections are changing. And it's nothing to do with anything that's happening now. It's things that are coming up. And I say this not in a bad way, not at all. It's a new perspective and this strength that's coming up in you into the new year. Now, I think that's because that there's some... there's just some things going on around you that make you stronger. I can also see you taking on a new kind of job, maybe a new kind of position. And it takes some of your past education up a notch. So I think that there's this, I want to say, and again, in my mind's eye, learning how to be confident, but confident again from the inside out. So it's a strength. There's some emotional kind of balance that's happening and very encouraged by, I want to say like a powerhouse. So you are a birth path of 8. And so if I just do this for a second, that would have been 2015 would have been the bigger life-changing moment for you. And of course now it's the domino effect, one change after the other, but there's a step up and over coming up. So I'm excited to say I think that you're going to be taking on some pretty big challenges and you're really up for your game. So I see dollars, I see position, and this inner emotional strength just kind of really all kind of, you know, binding together. So I'm going to say one other thing, Tabitha. You're a late bloomer, if I can say that to you, and I don't mean that in a bad way. There's this kind of an emotional catch-up in a way. So this just now coming into your own. So I think you're going to be very surprised at yourself, especially toward the end of 2017 and then into 2018. So 2018 is going to be a really busy, again, another busy year for you. So you're on your way. You're on your way. Now, I don't know if you're planning to have a baby, but I'm when I see wings in my mind's eye, when I said 2017, 2018, I saw wings, and wings to me are the coming of a baby. So you might be doing that. So if it's not you, then it's somebody very close to you, and you'll have something to do with the child. But usually that doesn't come to me unless it's you having that. So there you go. I hope that's something you want. Anyway, who's next, Michael?
All right, next we have Dr. Darlene with a birthday of March
26th, 1953.
1953.
Did you say Darlene?
1953.
Geez. Okay. Well, Darlene, you've been in a 2-year 2016 is a 2-year for you. There's a 2-year is, well, it's a work year. I'll tell you, it just never seems to end during a 2-year. That's not a bad thing either. You can get an awful lot accomplished. But usually when you go into a 3-year is when things are completed. So I'm going to step out on a limb here and say that a lot of unfinished projects that you've had this year, you're going to start to, toward the end of this year and beginning of next year, really start to tie that up. Think of a triangle, 1, 2, 3. That third point of the triangle is completion. 3 also likes to just be happy, but you're going to be too busy to really, sit back and take a breath. So you got a lot of activity coming up. I'm just going to check one more thing. See, this is what's interesting, Darlene. You are a birth path of 2, and you have been in a 2-year. And again, when those two vibrations line up to me, that's your relationship changing with the outside world. There's something also here about more socializing, more community efforts, putting yourself out there, people wanting you to go out there into public. So there's requests coming to you. And my sense here is that in the past couple of months, you would have had a couple of invitations. I don't know why I get at this that you've been hesitant, but coming up into the beginning of next year, you'll be able to feel good enough to good enough about what you're doing. You feel good enough about yourself, but it's to get out there. So I do see, and again, these, and clearly in my mind's eye, it's invitations. Would you please come and join us? Or we'd love to have you join us, that kind of a thing. So this is you being able to step out there and find your voice and speak like you have a message to give. So that's, I think this is going to be a really interesting culmination of energy for you coming up in 2017. It's that, again, that's going into that three energy, and you, I think you'll feel better about it in April, May, June. So I'm just telling you that the first couple of months could feel a little stressful. I feel that anxiety, but as you get more into the year, you'll relax, and then you'll start, like, your spirits are really lifted at that point. So I hope that that all hope it makes sense anyway. So and I hope that helps. So. All right, Michael, who we got next?
All right, well, we have Michael G. with a birthday.
I was going to say, I thought I saw him, you know, as I was looking at the chat, he said that we have the same birthday, so happy birthday. That's awesome.
Little All right, so.
What year for
1967.
Michael? 1967. Yes. Okay. You have been in an 8-year, of course, you know, it is an 8-year for us, Michael. It's a huge learning curve in so many ways. You are, let me just figure something out here. Just 11, 12, 13. So your birth path of 4 and having been in that 8-year, you could very well have felt the impact of the world around you, where you had learned, then you're feeling like you haven't learned anything. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like from outside forces, it would have had you questioning yourself in some way, or feeling like you wanted to retreat, wanting to just pull back and kind of analyze everything. So if in any way you've been feeling a little bit down on yourself, like, gee, I thought I knew something and I used to feel confident, this is just a double four whammy for you to check in, like checking in with yourself. You like stability, but you also like changes, but you like the changes so long as you're stable. That's not a bad thing. That's just the way you roll. As you go into this 9 energy, it's like I'm really feeling like you're ready to rise up now. You have weeded out the, it's kind of like in my mind's eye, I'm seeing it like you're weeding a garden. So people in your sphere of influence, you're now being more understanding of who is saying what, how, and what that means to you. So you can discard a lot of things that just aren't relevant. So to you, everything might have been relevant, and now you're saying, "Oh, that's not relevant," but you can pick what is. So you'll be able to really rise in a lot more of that new alignments, these new allegiances that you're going to begin to make. It may well have started already. And by the way, the first 52 days after the birthday is the single best time of the year for public relations. So taking yourself outside, like making presentations, relating to the outside world, this is a really good time for you to do that. Another day or two, of course, after the birthday, that's when the energy settles down. But I'm feeling really good for you, Michael, in February. I think that, I don't know why February seems to be significant. I could even see you taking, I want to say getting on a train. I know that sounds bonkers, but that's a picture that just came to me. And I would see that there would be a decision between taking a plane or taking a train, and I'm seeing a train. I don't know why. So if there's train significance there, I see it as a really enjoyable trip. So it's absolutely, you want to go on that train. Yeah, sometimes these funny things just pop in my head, so I got to go with it. So I'm thinking that next year, is a good time for you to, I don't know, I feel like people are coming to you for advice. You're better able to give it in a good way, and you're feeling way better about yourself. No, please, I'm not saying you felt bad. I'm just saying that you've been questioning maybe a little. Yeah, like we all question our sanity once in a while. But now you've got some good clarity of mind coming up here, so good for you. Good. So I hope that helps, Michael. Good year coming up. Okay, Michael, who we got next?
All right. Next up we have Fran, and her birthday is May 18th, 1950.
I'm sorry, May 18th, correct?
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, Fran. You've been in a 5-year. Five is tricky. Five loves to be adventurous. Five really likes to step out of the box. It likes to enjoy itself. But the thing about five is, if you don't have the means to do that, or let's say the financial ability to, a lot of things can prevent you from being adventurous in the way that you'd like to. So you can feel trapped. And that's sometimes the thing about the five. So if you think about the only true numbers, 1 to 9, five's in the middle. So five can feel trapped, but five is also really necessary to push the energy. It says, oh no, I'm not getting trapped, I want out of here. So it really lifts things into the six. So as you go into a 6 year, next year, really good time for connecting new commitments and promises and your family and socializing. It's really good time for that. So I want to say that if there's been any stress, the audio down? How am I doing?
Hold on. Well, let's just take a minute. Michael, let me know when. Let us know when she's... You there, Michael?
Yeah, I think we should be okay. Go ahead.
Are we okay? So I don't know how much of that Fran heard. I guess we had an audio glitch for a minute.
It was just a little bit low, but if anybody else has any problem hearing, just let me know in the chat.
Okay. I think that what I was saying there, Fran, I'll just reinforce this, that there's a really much better family connections. My sense is if you've had a little bit of difficulty with a family member, or you've been concerned about a family member, I'm seeing healing, bridges of healing, and a new understanding coming. So I don't know, I'm hoping you relate to what I'm saying. And I'm not stepping on toes here. I just want to encourage you that into March, April, May of next year, I'm feeling like things are healing, if you will, or it's resolved. If there was a difference, it's resolved, or at least headed that way. So a really good year for that coming up. And I just want to check one more thing. Your birth path of two, you've been in that 5 year going into a six. So, yeah, you're going to feel a lot stronger in this next coming year. But I want to just say, over the next 4 years, this is what's interesting for you. The next 4 years, I want to say you're starting a new beginning. It's like a new life, a new beginning coming up here. And it's kind of like taking between now and, again, over the next 4 years, it's like riding an escalator. You know, it's like you don't get the elevator ride right to the top. You have to just, like, take the ride up the escalator. It takes 4 years. And I think, where you might be, ordinary people might be thinking of retiring, Fran, you're not. And if that's the case, you may be ending one thing but starting something new. So it's like pushing the refresh button and a new strength. There's also something here in the physical. Like if you've been feeling any physical pressure, like not quite well, I think that that's also improving. It's like you're going to get on to the right program for yourself, and then that's going to start to correct itself. So over the next, but again, I really, this isn't like a, you know, quick fix plan. It's gradual. So be patient, have that tenacity, and it's coming together for you. You just need a little more time and let things unfold. You know, a lot of times we want to do something, but, we're not on everybody's, we're not all on the same stage of the play, you know, so to speak. So I think take your time and know that it's really coming around, but it just takes time. I hope that helps. All right. Anybody else we got going on here, Michael?
Yes, we have Darren, and his birthday is November the 8th, 1971.
Hi, Darren. Another Scorpio. I love Scorpios. I'm kind of partial to them myself, but let's see here. Well, you're a birth path of one, and so am I. Interesting, hey? Whether you like it or not, Darren, you're always kind of a little bit different from other people. It's like you're always setting the way for other people, paving the way. And in my case, I had the eldest child syndrome going on too, so I don't know if that applies to you, but it's that one. You have been, this is what's really interesting for you, in this year, 2016 has been a 1 year. So this is, the energy of this year is about initiating new things, getting started, getting new ideas, feeling a new initiative, and that's your natural, like your soul energy, anyhow. That's the energy of your lifetime. But I want to say, I think this is probably the first time in your life that you know what that means and you're stepping into it. I don't know if, I don't mean to sound melodramatic here. Sorry, just I'm coughing here for a sec. So, thank God for a mute button, hey? The 2 year that you're coming into, now again, after the birthday, take advantage of some good PR work, presentation work. You want to go to the bank, you want to, you know, deal with business people, anything like that. You just, that's the time, just so be patient until after your birthday. Is that's going to be your real work time? People will be more receptive to you. I think you're also going into a new career next year, and it could be in the same, this, but I want to really be careful with this because it's not a radical change. It could be along the same line as what you've been doing, but different. Oh, I hate that same but different stuff, hey? But it's changing things up, and next year is nose to the grindstone. And you're really making some progress. If you've been having some kind of financial difficulties, any kinds of concerns that way this year, it all stands to be corrected next year. So this is a real good time of optimism for you, Darren. I want to go right to between May and July, pops into my mind for next year. Between May and July, it's things turn around and you're breathing easier. So sometimes these words come to my mind and I don't always understand what they mean, but they're articulated very clearly, breathing easier. So if that's metaphoric or literal somehow, but it's after July of next year, you're rocking it. So it's, whew, you know, and you'll be able to look back and say, wow, that was a hell of a ride. And it's not to say things aren't good now. They're optimistic. But you're going to feel like your feet are on the ground and you're really on a roll by next year. So I hope that's helpful for you, Darren. I would say just pull back the intensity a little bit. That's the only thing I would say is you have that all or nothing kind of energy and you're learning a bit to back it up and just kind of meet it halfway. So put your intensity where you know to be, but not everybody feels the same as you. So, and I can completely relate to that. But you're doing it, so good for you. And early happy birthday. I hope that helps too. How are we doing for people, Michael?
We have one more. We have Michael. Birthday is July 29th, 1986.
86. So we have a Michael.
Well, you know who Michael is.
Oh, you little brat. I'm zoned here. You little, you're funny. You've been in a 9 year. Nine is that, again, that enlightenment, epiphanies, awakenings. It's so many kinds of levels. You now go into a one vibration. That one energy is things that you'll... one is all about new beginnings, but it's also a push start. So if you've been feeling that, you know, like you've been procrastinating on things, I don't know much, if anything, about your life, to be honest, Michael. So it's, if you've been feeling like you've been procrastinating a little, you're going to feel that energy to really get on the game into January, February. When the calendar changes, so do you. And that's going to be a good time for you. So six, okay. Your birth path of six, going into a 1 year. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's a new six-year plan in motion. And it's these, before those energies line up, the last three, since if you look back 3 years, you can see like a frequency of things at that point. Mm-hmm. Now, it's, and so then you'll be able to see over the next 6 years that those are going to line up again. So whatever is going on now, and as you're initiating new things, new events and new challenges or goals for yourself in 2017, it's going to take you over the following 5-6 years. And you've got a bit of an escalator ride for yourself too. I see really significant success points at the end of 2017 and another one at the beginning of 2018. So I think there's two particularly celebrations of sorts where you can, you feel really good about yourself and you did it. So there's these I don't know. It's like these highlights. So these, the things is like November of 2017 sticks out, end of October. As a matter of fact, exactly 1 year from now. So it's like you're taking on some I don't know if you're also enrolling in something, but there's enrolling and signing your name to something in December. And you're, I don't know, I see your name on a list. So that your name is on a list for something and you're waiting to hear, and you'll hear by, I don't know, I'm seeing January 2, January 22, 12, 22, the 2 in there. So sometime during January, it's like getting a letter and I'm seeing a yes. So it's like you're making a new plan. I do also see a trip coming up for you, I see end of February, early March. I want to say March 6 for some reason. Or the plans that happen, I don't know, March 6th is a date that just stood out as significant. So I can see you getting on a plane. You're going somewhere and you're having fun. So I hope that's insightful a little.
It actually is.
Yeah, good.
That actually lines up quite well.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. So I haven't been watching for any feedback in the chat, and it's better that I don't, to be honest. I don't want to get distracted.
Well, the feedback's been very good, very positive. Oh, good. And everybody's pretty much saying, yep, right on. So that's
glad
good. And that's the end of our names for readings. But hopefully this has been helpful. We appreciate everyone's participation in this. We're going to go ahead and start wrapping it up. We've talked a little bit about psychic phenomenon, paranormal, and it's always an interesting subject, and I'm always amazed at Dr. Hunter and how she does this
stuff.
Well,
it's tapping into a frequency, and I hope it does demonstrate to people that when you're objective, when you don't take it to heart, and you have a clarity, it's a, I know me versus others, and there are ways to plug in, and it's just to... offer yourself to up others if you're tending to go in this direction for yourself. Just offer yourself in as objective of a way as possible, with compassion, we hope, and deliver with a language that people can relate with. At least, you know, that's what I do my best to do. And so I hope it's helpful, but I hope it also demonstrates something to you. So there we go.
All right. Well. Again, we appreciate everybody's attention tonight. Appreciate you being here with us. And if you know somebody who could appreciate this, you know, steer them our direction. If you know anybody who would like to get their degree in metaphysics, spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, psychology, ufology, and several others, cryptozoology, then IMHS, metaphysicsinstitute.org, is our flagship school. If you want to take a single course, you can do that at Thomas Francis University, tfuniversity.org. And as Dr. Hunter had mentioned earlier, Dr. Angie Kittle's animal communication and healing courses are coming online. The first one, G250 at TFU, at Thomas Francis University, is available for enrollments. We don't have them yet at IMHS. We may do that soon, shortly. But it's available at TFU, and she's done an outstanding job, and I appreciate that. And one thing that I also meant to mention when I told Doctor about Dr. Hunter's birthday is that I'm going to do this really fast. We're running out of music time, but IMHS, this organization, would not be what it is without Dr. Hunter. She's been here, what, 5.5 years now, and still here, which shocks me in a good way, but it would not be what it is without her, and I express my deep and profound thanks and appreciation to you, Vicki, for all that you've done and continue to do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, everyone. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.